Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
7:47, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Christmas Eve Eve, joined by Lisa Morisi, Dr. Lisa Morisi, a microbiologist and an immunologist at Tulane University School of Medicine. Good morning, Doctor, and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Oh, same to you, Tommy, and thanks for having me.
Tell me about melioidosis. Is that how you say it? What is this?
You got it, Tommy. You pronounced it correctly. Melioidosis.
Melioidosis
is a little-known tropical disease, and so it's caused by a bacterium that's found in the soil, and it's really present in all tropical and subtropical regions of the world, including the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Mm. How did this come to be? How did we find out that it exists, and what kind of problem can it cause for us?
Well, so this is a bacterium that basically hangs out in the soil and in water, and it really doesn't, you know, cause much problems for humans unless you come into contact with it. And so with, you know, increasing change in the weather, so wind events, hurricanes, construction activities, those events tend to disturb the soil and the water, and that those types of events are why we're seeing increased cases of the disease and more human cases occurring across the world.
What? How do you know if you have it, and what does it do to you?
Well, that's a great question, Tommy, because this disease is actually known as the Great Mimicker, and that is because it can look like a lot of different illnesses. And so the bacteria, once it's in the body, it can infect our lungs, it can infect the bloodstream, it can really infect any part of the body. And so if it's not diagnosed quickly and properly, it can be mistaken for other diseases and not treated properly. And in those circumstances, it can have a very high fatality rate.
Really? Is there a percentage or the part of the population that's more at risk than others?
Yes, that is one of the things that's a, sort of a relief about this disease, is that it tends to really only infect people with occupational risk, so people who are in the presence of high places in the world where the bacteria is found in really high concentrations, like rice paddies in Thailand. It's also a risk to people with diabetes, and so travelers to parts of the world where you might find the bacteria are at risk, especially if they're doing activities that might have them encounter the bacteria in the soil, like adventure activities. And then other people, like with liver disease or chronic renal disease, are also somewhat at increased risk of severe cases.
So it's just in the soil, or something puts it in the soil, or something that happens with the soil makes it develop? I'm trying to understand this, Doctor.
Yeah, so we have bacteria in everywhere in the world, right? We have bacteria in our bodies. We have bacteria in the environment. So bacteria thrive in water. They thrive in the soil. And so this bacterial species just evolved in the soil and water, but it is also capable of infecting other mammals, not just humans, but also animals. And so, again, upon a chance encounter, if we have an abrasion in our skin, for example, and we encounter it in the soil or water, it may enter into our bodies and then cause disease.
Hmm. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dr. Lisa Morisi, microbiologist and immunologist at Tulane University School of Medicine, about melioidosis. I think I got that right. Melioidosis. Did I get it right, Jordan? Well, yeah, okay. And we'll talk about how you go about either preventing it or curing it or getting yourself better if you do get this. Right now, traffic, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Lisa Morisi, a microbiologist, immunologist at Tulane University School of Medicine, about melioidosis. So you said it is the great imitator. How do you know if you have it, doctor? Blood test?
Well, so there are diagnostic tests that can be run to detect the organism known as Burkholderia. That's the bacteria that causes the disease. And so it can be diagnosed and it can be treated with antibiotics because it isn't a bacterial infection. However, it's not as simple as taking a pill. It usually requires hospitalization with several weeks of intravenous antibiotics, and then they send you home with multiple weeks of oral antibiotics. Mm. And so the cost can be very expensive, and the disease can relapse and recur.
I'm looking at it. It says bacteria can cause an aggressive form of pneumonia within 72 hours that can obliterate the lung. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, this bacterium, even though it's really not widely recognized around the world, it is one very dangerous organism. And that's the reason that we're working on a vaccine to protect against it at Tulane.
So is this the kind of thing that only people of a certain risk would have to get vaccinated against, or how prevalent is this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tommy. So typically the disease was really thought to be restricted mostly to Southeast Asia and Northern Australia. And so people there are well-versed in the disease, and they really would like to see a vaccine developed to protect the populations there. But as you know, with a lot of travel, we have military troops that are stationed in parts of the world where there are very high concentrations of the bacteria in the soil there. We want to be able to protect everyone, and so we can target the vaccine to those groups that might be at highest risk, like travelers, people with diabetes, our military troops in regions of the world where you find that the bacterium in the soil, and then those parts of the world that I mentioned, like Southeast Asia, Thailand, for example, and India, China, many other places of the world where they're starting to see increases in the disease.
So where does the research stand in terms of the vaccine?
Well, thanks for asking, Tommy. We have actually been working on a vaccine for more than 10 years, and we at Tulane have developed the leading candidate to protect against this disease. And so what we hope to do next is we've taken this vaccine from discovery all the way through preclinical testing to GMP manufacturing of drug substance. And so we are ready to move the vaccine into human clinical trials, and we hope to do that very soon with our collaborators, perhaps in Europe.
Well, thank you for all your efforts, Doctor. I'm going to tell you what, that's the kind of thing that goes on quietly where we don't realize what's happening. But if you get something that's going to obliterate your lung, you're going to be glad that something like that exists. Thank you and have a nice, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and everything else.
Thanks for having me, Tommy.
You as well. Thank you. Dr. Lisa Morisi, microbiologist, immunologist at Tulane. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, about them red hot Saints.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.